A live look at the draft show at Everbank Field. The Jaguars have made a selection at number 5 overall. It's Florida State cornerback Jalen Ramsey. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com. Senior writer John Osier. You know, the first couple of picks went as expected. Bosa goes off the board of the Chargers at 3. Ezekiel Elliott, the big decision by the Cowboys at 4. That sets up Jalen Ramsey, a cornerback, John, that a lot of folks feel can be a once-in-a-generation type of talent.
Yeah, we're going to go fast because I think we're going to kick down to Dave and Gus pretty quick. I'm stunned that he's available. I thought he was the guy they wanted, but I didn't think he would make it past San Diego at number 3. That was the surprise pick. Everybody said the draft would turn at number 3, and it certainly did for the Jaguars. I'm sort of equally surprised that Ezekiel Elliott went to the Cowboys. I mean, you are talking Joey Bosa going off the board at 3 and a running back at number 4. Things really had to break right for the Jaguars to get this guy. I saw him at his pro day. I won't say that a pro day makes an NFL player, but impressive quickness, explosion, everything you want. This is the guy the fans wanted. You heard it out at Everbank Field when it happened. This is a big, big night. If he's as good as people think he is, then David Caldwell, who famously said it was hard to find this position as quarterback,
yes,
has his guy at free safety. And it'll be interesting to see what happens, where he plays, how they shake out the secondary. Questions for another day in a few minutes.
No doubt. 6'1", 209-pounder is coming to Jacksonville. Jalen Ramsey, the number 5 overall pick. And one of the a really great combine for him, too. I think he was tied for the highest vertical of the combine. He has all the physical skills, obviously, to get this done. Statistically, though, a lot of folks will say, hey, he only had 3 interceptions in college, but you're shaking your head.
Well, first of all, it was said that he would dominate the combine. Yeah. He is an athlete. He's a track guy. He's everything you want out of that. But interceptions, get your hands on the ball first, break up plays first, then pick the ball off.
Let's go down the hall. Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley after the number 5 overall pick.
How are we doing? I see a lot of new faces, people I don't recognize. We must be getting better. Oh, free food. Always gets it. Charlie. Be empty Saturday. We're very happy, and didn't think, when this all started and picking at 5 early on before the quarterback swaps, that we didn't think he'd get to us. And, once the quarterback thing started happening, we had 3 defensive players we liked there, and he was obviously at the top of the list. Well, just his he's got some rare athleticism, speed combined with size and range, and he's a very good competitor, and he fits our style of play, and it was an easy decision. Yeah, I think some of these colleges they identify him pretty quickly, and they say, okay, they're going to be here for 2 or 3 years or 3 or 4, 3 years, and he was obviously one of those guys that he's played numerous positions. He's played safety, he's played nickel, inside corner, and he's played outside this year for almost, I think, everything but maybe 4 snaps. When I did Antonio Cromartie coming out, young Antonio Cromartie, very, similar size, length. But he's up there. I mean, you saw him at the combine and some of the things he has, an explosion. And, it's probably splitting hairs with that. So. Well, there was the interesting thing. There was a game that stood out. There wasn't a game that stood out on the bad side. He's been consistent for 2 straight years and 2-time All-American. And, so it wasn't, when you watch corners, you're like, ooh, sometimes they have a bad game. But for him, I can't think of a game where I've seen that he just didn't play well. No, we thought that we had 3 players. We thought maybe 2 of them would be gone, and then we'd be there with the 3rd. And he was one that we thought would be gone. No, and when you watch his play and you watch him, partially I felt like he just wasn't being challenged when you watch him game in, game out. And he does a great job of covering, and teams, didn't go at him a lot. And for the most part, he covered his man, and sometimes interceptions are very sporadic. And, you know, sometimes guys with big interception numbers are a victim of or are because of circumstance, whether it's a tip ball or good pass rush. And, you know, he just wasn't in that area, and they didn't challenge him that much. And I think my feeling is I think he's going to be even a better pro than he was a college player. Well, I think we'll fit him at corner at first. And then obviously with Aaron's four-game suspension, he's got the ability to play inside too. So we'll let him probably compete in there at some point in time and see where that goes. But we feel good now. You know, cornerback is now a situation for us where we have, you know, a really good stable of cornerbacks. And the addition of Prince and D-House and Colvin and him and Grazi and D-Mac. And it's a good – we went from a good group to a very good group. You know, I'd say it was more Jalen was just a really good fit for us at this point in time. And, you know, and when you look at different risk factors with what we do with every player, he probably had the least amount. Yeah. I think very much so. Prince brings a lot of experience. And D-House does too in his own way, and I think it's going to be a great, great competition in camp, and I'm sure all three of them plus some of the other guys will see quite a bit of playing time. Yeah, if we need to, hopefully we don't have that injury situation. We have guys right now between Sip Sample and Tashawn Gibson. Josh Evans has played a lot of football for us, where we got some pretty good depth there too. So. We probably had two other guys ahead of him at that point in time. Yeah. You know, I did get a couple calls, and nothing that, you know, we felt like there was three guys that we really wanted to get, and one to three, and Jalen being the top one, and then one already went, and so we felt like that in order for us to get a difference maker, we better pick. Yeah. And to be determined.
How much does the versatility factor weigh into when you're trying to balance between two or three guys, but one particular guy can?
It helps, you know, and part of the situation with versatility is you got to be careful. We got to get them really good at one spot first. And it's nice to have guys that have versatility, but we don't want them to be jack of all trades and master of none. We like them to master at one position first and then all of a sudden go and, you know, maybe dive into another position. Yeah, it was relatively quick. We had a lot of discussion, and obviously needs played a factor in it too. So it wasn't as cut and dry as you think. It was close, but when, you know, Boza went, it was – pretty simple.
Were you aware of the Tunzel video before you guys?
Yeah, I don't. I saw it. I don't know if it's true, fake. You know.
What does that do for you? You know, like that, right before the draft.
Well, thankfully, we weren't taking a left tackle. But no, I think you know. I don't know enough to comment on it. But I think you just trust your preparation leading up to it, and know that nobody's perfect, right? So,
thank you.
We've
got Gus coming in right now.
Okay, open up for questions. You know, obviously, I think you know our style. We're looking for guys that have some length out there. Tremendous athlete, 4.4 speed, 40-inch vertical. His length, arm length that we're talking about, you know, his ability I think his instincts. But overall, just a fantastic player that I feel very fortunate that he fell to us.
You think you'll benefit from a full offseason?
Yeah, I mean, that's our whole plan was to have him play corner. Now, you may see him play a little nickel. He has that versatility for us, but, you know, really give him an opportunity to lock in there.
If he does play nickel, how pleased were you when you watched his tape, the aggressiveness he had when he did get the chance to go after the
ball? Right, and that's a big part of it. Sometimes the nickels, they can be undersized depending on the teams you play and how they attack him. So he brings that. I think that's why people compare him. They say, hey, boy, he could play safety, he could play corner, because he is physical. He does a nice job in tackling, and it brings that aspect to it. So when you're in the slot position, there's times when you got to play quick, you know, types of receivers, but there's also teams that will put a more physical blocker out there as well.
Spot, or would you like to move him around?
No, we'd like to try to lock him in as much as possible. You know, not with all of his traits. I mean, coached some very good players, but, you know, he's special with all his athleticism and his traits that he has. Yeah.
Is that a higher priority for you guys than maybe we thought?
Well, I think at the corner spot, you know, you're always looking at, he's so rare in his athleticism and his traits that he has. And, again, I think we looked at it as best player available, and at that point, that's who it was. So, applaud Dave and all of us for sticking to that plan. And, like I said, when he was there for us, it was a no-brainer.
This was in mind a long shot that you had.
Yeah, I mean, you go through so many different scenarios. You know, this was one of the options, but, it probably wasn't the most, we didn't think this would happen as more as other scenarios.
Why do you think you didn't have more interceptions?
John went away.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to get into it. I know that was one of the questions out there, about his ball skills. He does a nice job with that in the combine, some of the things he did. So, I know his play on the ball, his instincts, his length, all those traits. It's not a concern of mine, the ball skill parts of it. And I know you look at the interceptions, but, at times, I know I've talked to two coaches that talked about him, and they said they didn't throw his way, a lot of times. And that's what can happen sometimes where you don't see as many interceptions.
A guy like this that you feel is going to help this defense become a little bit more the turnover machine that you've been wanting it to be yet never happened.
Right. I think you want – that's one of the things that we looked at was guys that could get us the ball, had the ability to get turnovers, on defense. So, yeah, I think he brings that trait without a doubt. And, it's rush and cover. And we still got some work to do in the draft, right? And we got to get some things taken care of there, too. But when you have a guy like that can cover as well as he does, that's a great start.
Swagger to a team. You obviously have brought in Sean Gibson, who also brings swagger. How big is that for a group that's trying to create more plays and turnovers?
It's great as long as they they back it up, right? I mean, that's how we talk. If it's one thing to talk, but to do the work and then to back it up on the field, that's a whole nother thing. So hopefully they back it up. Well, like I said, sometimes some teams believe more cover, and I think it's a good compliment because here's what happens. Some teams, if you got great rush, they do more quick game. They do more, quick game type passes, get out of the quarterback's hands. So in those situations, you're hoping that you have great coverage guys. For those teams that will hold the ball, you want your rush. So, you need to have good cover guys as well. So they really go hand in hand. Okay?
All right, thank you.
There you have it, the comments of Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley after the number 5 overall pick, Jalen Ramsey, the cornerback, J.P. Shadrick, John Osier. We'll have Todd Wash coming up. The Jaguars defensive coordinator is in his office, and he will come out and discuss the new selection. So, hey, it sounds like it's going to be a corner.
Yeah, and it's very clear. Dave and Gus both said corner. I think that makes the most sense. You signed Deshaun Gibson. Yep. He's going to be your free safety. everybody said before the draft, Jalen Ramsey is as good a corner as there was in the draft and as good a safety as there was in the draft. So you can put him wherever. You do get the feeling at some point down the road, it's not absurd to think he might play free safety for this team, but he's starting a corner.
Yes.
And I thought some interesting takeaways from what Dave Caldwell said. They had three guys, and they didn't think that Ramsey would actually fall to him. Well, guess what, Dave? Nobody else did either. So, but you have a game plan. You have a list of guys you want, and this is a case where the, you know, if Jalen Ramsey turns out to be the player they think he is, then it's a case where the board fell right. Some things went right in front of him. A running back at number four in this day and age, in February, you don't project that.
That's right.
So they got their guy.
And we've got our guy now, defensive coordinator Todd Wash, joining us on set.
Is this really our guy? Is that what you're saying? All right.
Okay. We'll we'll claim him,
guy,
I guess.
No matter what.
That's right. Yeah. Somebody's got to claim him.
Get the mic a little closer to your face there. And, you know, congratulations. The number five pick is on the defensive side, and it is Jalen Ramsey. First impressions here.
We're very excited. You know, he was one of the guys that we've had targeted for a while now. And we knew that it was a situation he can play the press corner that we're looking at, be able to play some man-to-man coverage. We're very excited about having him.
And he can play inside or outside. I mean, he can play the nickel. He can play the outside. He's versatile enough to do it all.
Yeah, and like you said, he's done that in college, you know. So, you know, for right now, we can see us locking him in. You know, as most rookies, we'd like to leave him, you know, put in at one position just so they can fine-tune their skills at that position, and we'll leave him on the outside, and you know it'll be good competition for him when he comes in. He's going to have to compete.
Todd Wash with us, Jaguars defensive coordinator. You know, he's a very competitive guy, right?
Yes.
I mean,
just
talking to him, he felt like he was the top player in this draft overall.
Yep.
That's a good thing. You love that competitive spirit.
Yes. You know, and he has confidence, because when you're out on an island like in our system, and, you know, at times, you know, the other guys get paid too. And so it's going to be a situation. He's got to be able to be mentally tough. It's a tough transition as a rookie at any position, but especially at the corner position. We love the mental makeup and, you know, the athletic makeup of Jalen.
I'm sure you looked at every defensive guy in that top group, obviously. Tell me about when you first looked at Jalen, and then as he started to kind of sink into it, as you started to figure out the kind of player he was, what excited you about him?
Well, you know, a lot of it was, you know, with D-Walk, the secondary coach, and that kind of stuff. It was a situation, his athleticism just jumps off the tape. You know, he can run, he's long, he does a great job at the line of scrimmage, disrupting routes, which is very important for us. And then what you've already mentioned, it is his competitiveness. So, but his athleticism for us just jumps off the tape. And, you know, he's big, he's long, he can run. We couldn't be more excited.
It makes for a pretty good battle in the defensive back room, I guess.
Yeah, it does. You know, and we got some good players back there. Yeah. You know, it's a situation, you know, we brought in House last year. We brought in Prince this year. You know, we got Cove after his deal when he comes back. We got Grotz. So we're going to have some good competition. And the only thing that that does is that brings out the best in everybody. And, you know, they'll work together as a team. And, you know, we expect some good things out of that back end.
And it seems like it really was, for the first time since you guys have been here, a situation where, you know, there were linemen at the top of the draft you liked.
Yep.
There was a linebacker at the top of the draft
yep.
you liked. There was a secondary guy. But it never felt like, in sort of talking to you guys beforehand, that it mattered all that much which one it was. Because you've got talent, you can line up at every spot. And this
right.
really was a case where a guy you liked fell to. You didn't. I guess it was not a desperate need is what I'm getting at.
No. You know, it's a good thing is, you know, for us, he was the best player available at the time of the pick. And, you know, we, you know, all agree with the pick.
Sure.
So it's not even a question. We're very, very excited about it. But there were some good players in the draft. We're very fortunate to get Jalen.
All right. Todd Wash, Jaguars defensive coordinator, joining us. Good to see you. Congratulations.
Yes.
I'm sure we'll be talking again at some point in the next couple of days.
I hope so. About six or seven more times.
That's right.
Get them all in here.
That's right.
Why not? Todd Wash, defensive coordinator, with us here on Jaguars.com Live. Momentarily, we'll go upstairs and we'll take a look at the draft party. Of course, Jalen Ramsey selected at five, so Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley will address the crowd here at Everbank Field. We'll throw to that coming up in just a moment. We saw Dave Caldwell walk by here from the press conference room and is headed upstairs right now, so that should be coming shortly. So hang with us here on Jaguars.com Live. Our thanks to Jaguars defensive coordinator Todd Wash for his time right after the draft, or after the first pick for the Jaguars in the 2016 NFL draft. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, Jalen Ramsey is a Jaguar from Florida State, just down the road.
You had some really good television here a minute ago, J.P. Max, our guy, moved my chair. I moved my chair, and I almost sat on nothing. So that would have been fantastic.
It would have been in high definition, too.
That would have been the best thing of the night.
No doubt about it. It would have been almost as good as the pick of Jalen Ramsey at number five, quite almost as much of a surprise, at least. A guy who was a huge, in high school, was a huge recruit out of the state of Tennessee, mm-hmm. one of the top players in the state. Went down to Tallahassee and started right away as a freshman, the first guy to do that in Tallahassee since Deion Sanders did it in the 80s. Doesn't happen much there.
Nope.
A starter all the way through, a playmaker all the way through, even though he only had three picks. You heard Dave Caldwell earlier say, hey, you know, sometimes interception numbers can be inflated with tip balls and things of that nature, but a lot of times that side of the field might have been locked down and maybe the throw didn't go that direction. Mm-hmm. He made a lot of plays on balls last 3 years in Tallahassee.
Yes, I'm just not a big believer that you grade college defensive backs on stats because there's so many situations.
Absolutely.
You're usually the best defensive back on your team or the best player on your team if you're being drafted this high. Well, obviously colleges are going to do whatever they can to not let you be good, and there's other guys that you can pick on. As good as Florida State was, Jalen Ramsey was the best guy, so other teams are not going to go after him. If you drop some interceptions, it's frustrating. I would rather have a guy who is able to touch those footballs when they're in the air mm-hmm. than not. And if you drop them, well, at least the other guy didn't catch them. And if you drop them, then you have a better chance than if you're not touching them. So give me the guy with the athleticism to make the play, the athleticism to do things that normal human beings can't do in the secondary. That's what this guy is. And let the interceptions happen as they happen. You mentioned all his athleticism. Some guys were put on this earth to be great, mm-hmm. and some guys develop in college. He was put on this earth to do this. He developed. He's here. This is the guy they wanted.
Let's go upstairs to the draft party here at Everbank Field.
His athleticism is one thing, but Jimbo Fisher talked about how smart of a player he was. Did you get that in your meetings with him?
Yeah. When we go through every player, every player has a little bit of risk and some red flags to him. And then when we count them all up, the one guy that had none was Jalen Ramsey. Yeah. He's a high-character guy. He's highly competitive. He's intelligent. And he's a hell of a football player.
Gus, the defense in the last couple months has gotten a lot better. You bring in Malik Jackson, Tashawn Gibson, and now you bring Jalen Ramsey. And I'm sure you and Todd Wash like what you see now.
Yeah, we really do. You know, that's what we want to do. We want to try to satisfy some of our needs in free agency, add to it with the draft. It's an important time right now to help build our team. Dave and his staff, the coaching staff, did a great job, like I said, identifying Jalen and then having him fall to us. We were just ecstatic.
Dave, did you know that was going to happen all along? Or
we knew all along that's the way it was going to plan out. Yeah, for sure. So
a year and a half, you said you work a year and a half to get ready for this moment, to have it come and work out as well as it has. What does that make you feel?
Well, we feel great. We got a lot more work to do, and before we start cracking open the Bud Light. So, but Saturday night will be a good night. We're going to improve this team much more over the next 2 days.
Gus, I have to ask you, Jalen said he's a shutdown corner. You like him at safety? You like him at corner? Where do you want to play?
Hey, you know what? We love confident players. You know, confident players that go out there and demonstrate it on the field. We'll take all those types of guys. And we've got a lot of guys in the locker room that have that same mentality, so he'll be a great fit.
We saw you in the war room, but I'll tell you, right out here, once Ezekiel Elliott got picked, this place just erupted. So the same probably satisfaction you were feeling, everyone was feeling here. I want to ask you, we've seen and people are paying attention to this Laremy Tunsil situation. You as a GM, when something happens like that, how do you assess it?
Well, I think you have to trust your information following up to the draft. And I think nobody's perfect. You know, young kids make mistakes, and unfortunately for him, it's an ill-timed mistake. And you just have to trust what you know about the players and then go with that. So,
what's the rest of the night look like? as you get ready for these next seven picks?
Well, we're going to hover over this first round, and we're going to, if an opportunity strikes for us to get better, we're going to do that.
All right, perfect. Dave, Gus, thanks for coming up and taking a few moments.
Thank you.
Congratulations. These fans are certainly, certainly happy with the pick of Dave.
There you have it. Gus Bradley, Dave Caldwell from the draft party, the draft show inside EverBank Field. Even through the doors here, we're just a few feet away from the what would be the visiting team tunnel on game day here. Boy, when they made the announcement, when Roger Goodell made the announcement in Chicago of Jalen Ramsey to the Jaguars, a loud eruption from inside the stadium. Certainly fans are excited about this selection.
Well, it started when the Cowboys selected Elliott. I mean, that was
absolutely
when the first cheer was. Pretty savvy fan base. They knew what it meant. And they knew that it wasn't just about a Florida State guy, a local guy. That's all great. And which, by the way, I'll credit Jeff Lagerman. I overheard him say this. Three straight guys in the first round from Florida for this team now. Blake Bortles, UCF, Dante Fowler Jr., remember that guy from Florida?
Heard of him.
Now Florida State. So I don't know what that means, but it means there's a lot of local angles for us. So, but they knew that this Jalen Ramsey was one of two or three guys who were projected as possibly the best position player in the draft after the quarterbacks, which means the best player in the draft because this group of position players is considered better than the quarterbacks right now, if you take quarterbacks because they're quarterbacks. So this was the guy that myself, you, anybody following this, thought maybe was the ideal pick.
Right.
If. But for the last two or three weeks, me included, didn't even really consider the if. I mean, I wrote two or three days ago on Jaguars.com, I handicapped it, and I said, I think he'd be the guy, except I don't think there's any way in the world that he'd get to
him. He'd be gone by then,
yeah,
absolutely.
So, because I figured San Diego would take him, and then you figured if San Diego didn't like him, you figured the Cowboys just couldn't go running back over a positional player who's as good as Jalen Ramsey.
Well,
I'll say fortunately for the Jaguars, they did, because I think Jalen Ramsey, the position, is the right guy for this. It may work out for Dallas, and that's great, but it just feels like the right position at the right time for this team.
Let's get caught up on some of the other draft picks here. A few familiar names have gone off the board. Of course, at one, the Rams go Jared Goff from Cal. The Eagles, Carson Wentz from North Dakota State. Joey Bosa, a bit of a surprise pick for the Chargers at number three out of Ohio State, the defensive end. Ezekiel Elliott to the Cowboys, of course, Ramsey to the Jags. Ronnie Stanley, the tackle to the Ravens. DeForest Buckner goes to the 49ers out of Oregon. The Titans trade up to number eight and select Jack Conklin, the tackle out of Michigan State. And the Bears just now selected Leonard Floyd, the defensive end from Georgia. So there you have it, through nine picks so far in
the
draft.
And isn't it funny, JP? I spent months mock drafting things. I tracked mock drafts. I talked to people about mock drafts. I tried to give whatever I could out of Caldwell. And we all thought, mostly draft nicks thought, that it was going to be Joey Bosa making that slide or somebody else making that slide. Well, as it turned out, through a, I don't know how much the, why the infamous tweet Laramie Tunsil today had to do with it. As it turned out, the guy at the top of the draft was Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah.
Jack Conklin just went over Laramie Tunsil.
That's right.
Leonard Floyd just went in the top 10. Whatever we all think we know, we don't know. So, once again, you wait till the draft plays out. No way in the world you thought Jalen Ramsey would be walking in here tomorrow.
Yeah.
I figured I'd be talking to DeForest Buckner tomorrow, Miles Jack tomorrow, whatever. Now I'm talking to Jalen Ramsey. So, that's how it goes.
And no Miles Jack so far in this, too. That's the other big story nationally, the knee injury. And
yep.
What he said, I think, yesterday in Chicago that, yeah, there are some issues there, and he was flat-out honest about it yesterday. I don't know if that had anything to do with it yesterday, but that's kind of happened in the last
year. Well,
you
know your credo, never be honest unless you have to, right? So, I mean, that's
thanks, John.
But too bad for Miles Jack. Everything that you hear, great kid. I think, fortunately for the Jaguars, that decision got taken off the table for him. When Jalen Ramsey was there, it made it so that you didn't have to worry about that decision. And I haven't talked to David Caldwell about it. I would think that's a very good thing. I don't know how they felt about Miles Jack. I haven't heard him address that. But certainly for them, they were able to get what is known as a clean prospect in Jalen Ramsey. No flaws in this guy. You never know how it's going to work out. This is the NFL. You never know how a draft is going to work out. But as good a chance to make it and as solid as anybody in this draft.
Sounds like we'll have a video conference coming up with Jalen Ramsey from Chicago. That should be coming up here on Jaguars.com Live shortly. Not sure about the timing of that, so stick with us here as we recap the number 5 overall pick, Jalen Ramsey, coming to Jacksonville, just down Interstate 10 from Tallahassee, 6'1", 209-pounder, 41.5 vertical inch jump at the combine, tied for the highest at the combine, started all 41 games in his career, and then decided to forego a senior season to jump into the NFL draft. We could keep going back to the interception thing. We could stop with that because
sure.
That topic, I think, is past. He's the top defensive back in the draft. He felt he was the top player in this draft, and that's the confidence you like to see from this kind of guy.
And it's funny. When I wrote, we went to Jalen Ramsey's pro day, and as I said, it was as impressive. I've been in good pro days before. I saw Fred Taylor run a 40 so fast that scouts actually whistled and oohed, which hasn't happened as often as you think.
Yeah.
Special elite level talent. Jalen Ramsey didn't run the 40, but everything you saw was that, as right here you're seeing, just the ability to accelerate, to cut, all those things that other players do impressively, he does impressively, and he makes it look easy. And he makes it look like he's not trying to do it, he just happens to do it. After that pro day that day, over at the press conference, he said, yeah, I think I'm the best player, and was very confident about it. Well, I had some fans kind of say that, you know, cocky. And not like that. Well, I don't mind that, especially at that position. As Todd Walsh said, you have to have confidence at that position. It's a position where you're going to get beat. You're going to have bad plays. There's no doubt in this kid's mind he's good. There's no doubt in the Jaguars' mind he's good. So if he wants to talk a little bit, as long as you back it up, that's fine. One thing I was about to say before we were so rudely interrupted by, I think it was Gus, the talent. He's an elite-level talent. This team hasn't had enough of that in recent years.
Yes.
Dante Fowler, all indications are he's an elite-level talent who can do things other people can't do. Jalen Ramsey was a high-level recruit out of high school. He never showed you any signs that he wasn't an elite-level player at Florida State. You don't have to go about it that way. You can come out of nowhere and be a great NFL player, but it sure will be nice for this secondary, for this defense, to have somebody who is special and an elite-level talent. They need more of that.
And we'll talk more about Jalen Ramsey throughout the next day or so. The video conference coming up on Jaguars.com. We'll leave you with reading a couple of tweets from Jaguars players about this draft pick going through Twitter right now. You're looking through all these picks. You know, Dante Fowler says Jags pick equals fireworks. You go up to some other ones. Rashad Green, a Florida State teammate. Welcome home, my brother, Jalen Ramsey. Telvin Smith, of course, is excited with about 10 smiley faces in a row. The Jaguars quarterback even in on it. Says, sup, Jalen Ramsey? Fireball? Well, the Jags are excited about the pick.
And again, to close this, I couldn't be more surprised.
Yep.
That line from Vacation, Eddie, if I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I would be more surprised. And it's shocking that he's the pick. But he was there, and sometimes that's how the draft plays. Everything that you thought you knew, you didn't know, and all of a sudden Jalen Ramsey sitting for him at number 5 when I don't think anybody thought that could really happen. And what a neat thing to see, to hear, to experience. Let's hope he's the real deal.
Stick with it on Jaguars.com. Jalen Ramsey is the pick at number 5 overall. That'll do it for our coverage right now on Jaguars.com with a live look inside the bowl.